And so just pitching back to basic science, the reason that you can tell a freshwater lake from a salty lake is that if you have an open system, it will flush its salts. Utah Lake flushes its salts. And it goes to Farmington Bay that flushes its salts. Mm-hmm. But if you have a closed system, meaning it's closed topographically and hydrologically, it will become salty because that which has been carried into it becomes there. So what we've done is there are really five major bays of Great Salt Lake. Bear River Bay and then Weber, Ogden Bay, Farmington Bay, then the sort of south part, Gilbert Bay and Gunnison Bay, the north part. What we've done is they are all flow-throughs, and by changing the amount of flow-through from the south, Gilbert Bay, to the north, Gunnison Bay, you've in essence made what for a while for industry was a closed basin system of both of them. You've made the one an open system that is going to be flushing its salts, and you made the northern one be the closed basin. And so you've changed the dynamics of that lake, and of course you've changed the dynamics of the economics, because the north one is going to always be getting the salts.
It's hypersaline, yeah.
Yeah, and, yeah.
The lake on the east side of Antelope Island was frozen over there for a while because it's fresh.
Because of so much fresh water, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we tend to think about the north part of the lake and the south part of the lake, because during the 1960s, there really was no east part of the lake. But if we could really get it through people's heads, it's the east side of the lake and the west side of the lake that matters. Because, and one of the things that we argue against is when people talk about the south part of the lake in terms of its monitoring, it is Gilbert Bay, Farmington Bay, Ogden Bay, and Bear River Bay are all considered the south part of the lake. And you say, but parts of them are north. I mean, it's a term that doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And the navigators had to have some navigation, and they came to the Utah Geological Survey, and Don was a part of it, and, I mean, they needed some places. So we did Gilbert, because, you know, G.K. Gilbert, the greatest geologist who's ever worked in Utah. You know, Gunnison, I mean, we came up with these good names, but, and of course they change as the lake goes up and down. And people still haven't embraced Gilbert and Gunnison, but I'm adamant on it, because this idea of north and south is totally artificial. Particularly when you realize that the science of the South is including all of them. The Bear, the Ogden, the Farmington, and Gilbert. Those in the 1960s were determined to be the fresh sort of or part of life. Now that's all of us have hard things about Great Salt Lake that we wish other people would understand.
Yes.
That's one of the ones for me.